Welcome to Classical Conversations on Homeschooling, cultivating a love of learning through a Christian worldview. Here is Classical Conversations homeschooling advocate, Lee Bortens.
In The Hiding Place, Corrie ten Boom writes, "Do you know what hurts so very much? It's love. Love is the strongest force in the world, and when it is blocked, that means pain. There are two things we can do when this happens. We could kill that love so that it stops hurting, but then, of course, part of us dies too. Or we can ask God to open up another route for that love to travel." Corrie ten Boom writes these words after being incarcerated in a German prison camp with her sister Betsy while her father was in a separate camp. The ten Boom family, humble Christians from the Netherlands, hid many Jews in their family home before being caught and arrested by the Germans. Throughout their concentration camp ordeal, Corrie and her sister remained faithful to God and clung to his promises. In one poignant scene, when they are forced to take off their clothing to be inspected, Corrie's sister realizes that the crowds stripped Christ before his crucifixion. In another, Betsy reflects on the verse exhorting us to be thankful in all circumstances. She encourages Corrie to be thankful that the rooms are infested with fleas because the fleas keep the guards from entering, allowing them to continue their Bible studies. Corrie's father and sister died, but Corrie was eventually released due to a clerical error. After her release, she met with and forgave some of the guards from the camp at Ravensbrück, including one who had been very cruel to her sister. The Hiding Place is a beautiful depiction of love and sacrifice, cruelty and forgiveness. By discussing this story in a classical community, 13 and 14-year-olds can be inspired to cling to God's promises in times of trial and to pour out his love sacrificially on those who are hurting or in danger.
You've been listening to Classical Conversations on Homeschooling with Lee Bortens. To learn more, visit classicalconversations.com.